Smithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Lori Skibo. She is the chair of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, as well as Dr. Phil O'Halloran on the radio with us this morning as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having us, and we're happy to be here this morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Yes, well, Lori, I wanted to let you and Phil know that in the first half hour there, I teed up the Twitter post from Patrick Kolbeck that he posted roughly about an hour and a half ago. It's gotten over 7,000 views, 343 shares, reposts already, talking about this letter from the Department of Justice being served on Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, as well as copied to Jonathan Brader, her election director, and demanding a list of items be provided by next Thursday, actually, a week from today, giving her 1 week to put all this together. But it was really the purpose of our interview today was talking about what your vice chair, Braden Jacobazzi, and Tim Vetter, who both live in the 9th Congressional District with you, testified down in Lansing about voter histories. That's really what I wanted to have you guys on the show to talk about today. Lori, at this point, what have you guys uncovered? What have you found out about voter histories here in the state of Michigan?
Well, again, good morning, and good morning to everyone in Northern Michigan. What you kind of seen on the Tim Vetter's X post that was recently broadcast on Michigan's on my District 9's website is in captions of Tim Morrow Vetter and Braden Jacobazzi, who were testifying before the Michigan House of Representatives Election Integrity Committee. When you hear Tim Vetter's voice in that ad, and basically what he's doing is he's highlighting all of the very concerning anomalies that is happening inside of Michigan's vote history records. So just to be clear, vote history records should be locked and unalterable. However, our team discovered and identified post-certification changes that were being made inside of the system. So just some of those irregularities included switching votes being switched from in-person to absentee, vote histories being reassigned from one voter ID to another, vote records were being moved between counties, duplicate votes were appearing for the same individual. None of that should be happening. And when we reported these issues to election officials, the typical response has been simply to remove the erroneous record as if it never existed from the rolls, even when the voter was active and had a valid voting history.
Unbelievable. Dr. Phil O'Halloran, first of all, what type of doctor is your doctorate degree in, Phil? Let's clarify that first.
Okay, medical doctor and board certified in emergency medicine.
Very good. And you have been part of this for a long time. What is your take on what Lori just said over what Tim Vetter and Braden Jacobazzi have been able to put together, what they testified at that committee hearing in Lansing, and then this, like Lori said, described this short snippet of all this activity going on? What's your take of all this, Phil?
Well, I think it's when I talked to Lori actually just earlier today about this, and it occurred to me, it has been occurring to me, that this might be one of the first times where we've seen people on the public stage in Michigan regarding election integrity calling out the fact that we don't have a world-class election system. In fact, it's the exact opposite of that. We have this shoddy patchwork where there's no transparency. You have to piece together disparate lists from one precinct to another. A lot of times you don't get the precinct information, or you can get the official Secretary of State list, but you can't get the list from the poll books, from the precincts, from the source, which is what Braden and Tim called the single source of truth, which is a term used in corporate America. So the point is, we want access to that single source of truth.
Very good. And for a point of clarification, Phil, are you the O'Halloran that was in the lawsuit versus Jocelyn Benson? Were you the O'Halloran listed as plaintiff in that case?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, very good. So you are, because I know Barb O'Halloran, and I'm like, I wonder if it was Barb or if it was Dr. Phil. I wasn't quite sure.
I guess I don't know Barb, no, but yeah, that's...
Okay, she's not your wife. Okay, got it. Hey, Lori, I wanted to ask you this question, too. Now, this is something that the 9th Congressional District has been on for quite some time. How long, as a committee, has election integrity been on your guys' radar?
Ever since I've been doing this work, I was in Detroit back in 2020 when watching the election being stolen from us. That's really, I mean, I've been a lifelong Republican voter and obviously someone who followed politics closely, but that's really what spearheaded me into true activism. And so I met Dr. Phil shortly thereafter. He has been a great mentor, and he'd been doing this for decades before us. Before I tease him often, I say, he was in election integrity before election integrity was made cool. So he's been doing this for decades.
Right.
For the rest of us, I think most of us kind of, started our activism shortly after 2020.
Now, were you in the TCF Center the night of, in the early morning hours of Election Day that year? What shift did you pull that year?
So I actually had signed up to be a volunteer for the John James campaign, and I was really supposed to be challenging in Flint. So it was early Wednesday morning that I basically started getting the text messages and the phone calls from the John James campaign saying, "Hey, forget Flint. Get to Detroit. Something's happening." I turned over. I looked at my husband. I said, I'm headed to Detroit at, 6 o'clock. He said, "You're headed to Detroit?" I said, yeah. Jumped out of bed, grabbed my stuff, and made it there very early Wednesday morning. And then pizza, the pizza boxes and everything were being thrown up.
Yeah, well, Pat Kobeck and I pulled the night shift. We got down there and started our shift at 9 p.m., and we were trapped inside of the TCF Center as those pizza boxes were going up. As the day shift was coming on, we were then going out, and we witnessed everything that happened at 3:44 in the morning. So one thing that's very interesting, though, all the affidavits that we presented and served to our legislators, signed 10,000 signed notarized affidavits, they did nothing about this. But you guys, as a group, as a actual congressional district Republican committee, you guys chose to stay on this ever since that 2020 election, been working in this for a long time, and Dr. Phil being a plaintiff in that case. Where do you see all this going at this point? Let's go with Dr. Phil first. Your perspective, Phil, your case and all of this voter history activity that we're finding out, where do you think this is going to go?
Yeah, I think, Randy, the point is that it's gone on for a solid 5 years, right? The lead up to 2020, we were already heavily on it, attacking this. And so it hasn't gone away. And I think that's one of the most important things to notice is that after I think the first year or two, they thought we were just going to, they were going to pat us on the head and we're going to run off and get distracted with something else. But the election patriots in Michigan have not gone away, and so the issue is not going away, and we don't care. They have the power, and they can abuse that power, but we're not going to stop calling them out on it. And we still don't have election security in Michigan, unfortunately. That's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, but I would say that we do not have secure elections, and we have to keep fighting for it, and we got to wear them down until they finally, follow the law and actually give us secure elections. But I think the public's going to have to demand it. That's really where we're at right now. If you want to look at the 60,000 foot view, is we've shown the Muskegon stuff, all of that stuff has come out. We know there's a problem in Michigan. The recent testimony showed just that voter histories are being altered and changed after a certification. I mean, it's like if a historian went by back and said D-Day didn't happen on the 6th of June, 1944. You know, it happened on the 25th of March in 1862. You would say, what the heck is going on here? Sure. That's what they're doing. They're after certification. So we are not going to shut up. We got to keep pushing for it, but we need more help from the public. We need more vocal Republicans and precinct delegates to step up and communicate.
Now, on that point, Lori, as the chair of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, what are you guys as an organization, your specific committee, what do you hope to accomplish here, a year basically from right now before our August primary, next year midterm elections?
Yeah, this isn't about conspiracy. It's about data integrity. When data can be altered after the fact, it erodes public trust. We just want to protect every legal voter and every lawful vote. You know, one of the things that our team is really good at is it's not just pointing out the problems. Our team has been building the solutions, to kind of double down on what Phil said. Michigan deserves modernized, tamper-proof election systems that all voters, whether you're Republican, a Democrat, an independent, can trust. You know, this should not be a partisan issue. Election integrity is something that everyone should care about. We really want to, we really want to bring back the transparency. You can't fix what you're not allowed to see, and that's why transparency is non-negotiable.
Well, on that point, Lori, this is something that Patrick Kobach's been working on. We've been working on trying to clean up the qualified voter files, getting rid of dead people, getting rid of people that are registered to vote at commercial businesses, which can't happen. We even up here in Northern Michigan, guys, we have vacant lots. We have lots of developments, Lakes of the North, Mishaway. We have developments everywhere. Vacant lots have been created with addresses. Well, there's no buildings there. They haven't built on them yet. But yet, when we check myvote.org and go there and look at those addresses, we actually have people registered to vote there. So, hey, guys, I got a couple of text messages. Can you both stay through the break?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Talking with Lori Skibo and Dr. Phil O'Halloran of the 9th Congressional District. Short break. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Lori Skibo. She is the chair of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, as well as Dr. Phil O'Halloran. He had recently been involved in and is still involved in a court case, O'Halloran versus the Secretary of State and the Department of State. And one thing that we've been doing also, you guys, I don't know if you're aware of this, but somebody that you guys have been working with very closely, Bonnie Mantravadi, he is the creator of the website checkmyvote.org, and he's actually scheduled to come up and do an in-service training here in Antrim County on Friday, August the 22nd, with all of Vicki, my wife, is the Antrim County clerk, all of her local township clerks, all 15 townships and two village clerks, and go through training regarding checkmyvote.org, the website, and what they can do to clean up the qualified voter files. But first, Lori, I want to start with you. Cleaning up the qualified voter files is just one component of this process. What you guys are doing and what you're exposing is that the actual system itself, the actual voter history, the access to qualified voter files, who maintains the qualified voter files and transaction logs, that's basically what you guys are all focused on, correct?
Absolutely. You know, again, we're not making unfounded accusations, and we are going to continue to demand answers. And that's exactly why there needs to be a forensic audit trail, and it tracks any modification that's being made to our vote histories, who made it, when, and why. And we're going to continue to put pressure on the Secretary of State until we get that.
Now, Dr. Phil, what is the status of your case? I believe the last ruling I heard was that it went against you. What's the status of your lawsuit right now?
Well, actually, it is pretty much over because the Supreme Court ruled back last August against us. And a lot of people have come forward, including Pat Kolbeck, Braden Jacobazzi, who was also a co-plaintiff with me, and pointed out that there was a suspicion of possible bribery, something improper going on there, because of the fact that the Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden, this is the Michigan Supreme Court, had received something in the order of $82,000 into her re-election campaign. This was last year, and she received it just months before she made that ruling. She actually wrote the majority ruling against us and in favor of Jocelyn Benson. The $82,000 came from Jocelyn Benson's PAC. So this is, if this is not, you know, at least it certainly has the appearance of impropriety. And they were both, I believe, that citizens made referrals to the Judicial Tenure Commission, I believe it was, and then possibly the Attorney Grievance Commission, too.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, because when that transaction broke, Pat Kobach came on my show, and he actually was the first one to break it when he did the deep dive into that $82,500 donation from her PAC. And then, lo and behold, that same justice ends up writing the majority opinion. Yeah, there's nothing smelly there at all. One thing, Phil, is there any referral or any possible investigation potential of looking at that aspect of it? Is that continuing today, or is it basically a foregone conclusion?
Well, I think the only practical way forward is for a referral to the federal government at the Department of Justice level. That would be the because of the fact that we have lost faith in justice in our attorney general here in the state of Michigan, for including Muskegon, GBI strategies, and we could go on and on about her. So we don't expect anything out of her, but maybe from at the federal level, Department of Justice, a referral for an investigation of this. And I believe that's in process, yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Appreciate that update. Lori, I want to end the interview with you, wrapping this up. As the chair of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, what is your hope? What is your intent? What is your plans going forward as we head into this 2026 very critical election, midterm election next year?
So, what we have to do in deep red congressional districts, such as District 9 and District 1 up there in northern Michigan, we have to turn out our voters. Our get out the vote is incredibly important in these deep red districts, and not just in the general election. I need every voter out there in the primary election. Primary elections that have high turnout will give us quality candidates in a primary election. We need quality candidates in August, and then in the general election, if we get every single one of our voters out, we win elections. And that is exactly what we need. We need a new Secretary of State. We need a new Attorney General. We need a new governor, and hopefully a U.S. Senate candidate as well. So I need the plan will be every single Republican must turn out to vote in August and in November.
In August is very critical because there's quite a few primary challenges going on. I know our Congressman Jack Bergman is being primary challenged by Justin Michael. I just heard yesterday the breaking news. Bill Huizenga decided to drop out. He's not going to primary challenge Mike Rogers. I still hope we get another candidate to run against him. But like you said, Lori, that August primary, critical for us getting the right candidates. And then turnout in the general is critical as well. So, hey, guys, I got to wrap it up. Time is clicking away. But thank you so much for coming on and updating us about the voter histories. And keep up the good fight. Keep working. Work strong. Stay strong. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Randy.
Our number two today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.